very much. Let me begin by thanking you for the opportunity to speak to you today about this very important topic, which is high on the Department of State's leadership agenda. We spend much of our time focused on assessing and developing responses to the risks that emerging technologies present to national security. This unfortunately presents a narrative that emerging technologies and arms control are counter to each other, and that arms control would constrain emerging technologies' development and deployment. I'd like to start by giving you a few examples of how we're exploring ways emerging technologies can benefit arms control. U.S. national laboratories are performing deep dives on specific applications of emerging technologies to nonproliferation and arms control verification. One such study sponsored by the Bureau of Arms Control, Deterrence and Stability is examining the use of artificial intelligence to detect anomalies in the supply chain of history of nuclear complexes to uncover possible indications of undeclared nuclear activities. Another study is evaluating the state of art in a family of quantum detectors based on the detectoral approach most likely to produce near-term deployable instruments for use in nuclear verification applications. In addition, the Arms Control Deterrence and Stability Bureau supports emerging technology research via the International Partnership for Nuclear Disarmament Verification. This partnership, which brings together a diverse group of countries to explore the question of how to multilaterally verify nuclear disarmament, promotes an inclusive and cooperative process and builds trust and transparency among technical experts and the partner countries they represent. This capacity building and the commitment to building and diversifying international expertise are key to identifying and refining verification measures and technologies that will be employed in future nuclear disarmament agreements. Emerging technologies present us with a dynamic challenge as the speed of their development requires that we seek more flexible diplomatic tools that are easily updated to reflect the latest innovations. Developing and promoting international norms can make positive contributions to enhancing predictability and stability. This is what the United States and its partners are looking to achieve with the political declaration on responsible military use of AI and autonomy. The declaration, a commitment to 10 foundational measures of responsibility, was launched in February 2023 at the REAIM Summit to create a basis for an inclusive multilateral dialogue on responsible development and deployment of AI capabilities in the military domain. These measures apply across the full range of military applications of AI and throughout the lifecycle of these systems. Already, 55 states have endorsed the declaration, and we welcome additional states into this initiative to demonstrate their commitment to the responsible use of AI in the military domain. At the inaugural meeting of the declaration, over 161 participants from 60 countries attended, including from both endorsing states and observing states. Endorsing states shared their perspectives and national approaches to responsible military use of AI and charted a path for three working groups, one on oversight co-chaired by Austria and Germany, a second on accountability co-chaired by Canada and Portugal, and a third on assurance co-chaired by the United States and Bahrain. These working groups will work to promote the implementation of these aspects of responsible military AI development and deployment measures. The assurance working group will have its first virtual meeting on June 13th, which will focus on test and evaluation, while the accountability working group will meet virtually on June 17th and the oversight working group on June 18th. I'm pleased to say we have received very positive reactions from those states that participated in the plenary. So let me share a few brief reflections on what we have heard from endorsing states. First, we heard that part of the added value of this initiative is providing a forum for government-to-government discussions of different national approaches and practices for responsible military AI and how to align these with implementation of the declaration's measures. That track one function is in part what distinguishes this initiative from REAIM, which engages in a wider set of stakeholders, including civil society, academia, and industry. Second, endorsing states are already reaping the benefits of this initiative. The first plenary meeting, we learned a great deal about different states' approaches to military AI in the military domain, the unique challenges they face, and the priorities they have. Many states are confronting similar challenges and choices. We're all trying to figure out how to deal with the many facets of military applications of AI. So it's incredibly valuable to have this forum to exchange views and lessons learned, and to build collective capacity in implementing responsible practices. Another recurring message was the strength of having this initiative focused on practical, concrete implementation of measures. The core of this initiative is bringing together experts from the relevant communities to discuss real-world challenges, like how to set up oversight processes, conduct legal reviews of autonomous systems, or develop test and evaluation AI capabilities. This is not just another forum for negotiating texts. Rather, it's an instrument for sharing best practices and tools and facilitating capacity building activities. Before I conclude, let me turn to the issue of AI and nuclear weapons. I'd like to note that the United States stands by the commitment it made with France, the United Kingdom, to maintain human control and involvement for our actions critical to informing and executing sovereign decisions concerning nuclear weapons employment. In sum, we are undertaking several initiatives to address challenges while taking advantage of the opportunities resulting from the development and use of technologies in AI in the military domain. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and that concludes my remarks.